Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 45. Noticing the thoughts of I must do better next time when it comes to the holiday breaks. Happy Easter! So this podcast episode is coming to you late on Easter Sunday. So we still have Easter Monday, so the rest of the Easter weekend to finish. And I wanted to share this episode as it was a thought that popped into my mind today, and I wanted to share it in case it resonated. And this is something that can be really relevant and helpful to any of the holiday breaks, but sometimes even life in general. Sometimes our how we see our weekends or time that we have off, our holidays, any time in general. So we've had a lovely Easter weekend so far. We've had catch-ups with my family because it's been my brother's big birthday this week, so we've seen my family twice this week for celebrations. And we've also had a birthday on Matt's side of the family. So on the Saturday of Easter weekend, we had lovely celebrations catching up with them too. So we ended up taking it really quiet on Easter Sunday today. And there was a thought that popped into my mind early afternoon, and it was a thought of, oh, next year I want to do this, which was the ideas that popped into my mind. Obviously our thoughts go so fast, but I was aware of the thoughts, and what was flashing through my mind was to maybe decorate next year, to get some little dress-up items for our son for next year, and to really embrace Easter even more next year, to maybe have a big family get together, have everyone over, and to cook for everyone. So I could see this thought and what was behind it, and sometimes it is just stopping and noticing that, because I could see that actually what was potentially behind it was, I must do better, I must do more. The thing is, we have had the most blissful day. It has been just absolutely perfect. So we took Easter Sunday really slowly because life's been quite busy at the moment in a really good way. We've got so many exciting things coming up, but things have been busy. And obviously we have had catch-ups with family already this week, which has been really lovely. And nothing naturally came to us on Easter Sunday, and we didn't push for anything, so we decided to take the day really slowly. And that meant that we took some strolls in the sunshine, because wasn't it a gorgeous, gorgeous day? The sun was shining. So we just took some strolls in the sunshine. We sat down and watched the steam trains going past, and we managed to find a little grassy patch where we could sit quite close, just where the steam train goes past right in front of us. So our son loved that, and people on the train were obviously waving at him as they went past. We did a little Easter egg hunt, and our son loved that. So the first time, being that he's not two until May, so obviously he's still quite young, but he managed to get the grips of wandering around searching for some eggs and putting them into his little basket that he had. So that was so much fun, and he really enjoyed that. And I also took the time to make a toad in the hole, which I must say was absolutely delicious and the best toad in the hole I've ever made. It's one of those dishes for me that I've tried to make time and time again, and every time it just ends up failing, sinking, and not quite working out. But yeah, it was perfect today. It turned out amazing. Thought I always like to challenge myself and give it another go, and yeah, it came to fruition. So if that's a dish that you struggle with, then hit me up for the recipe because it was just absolutely perfect. That's something I noticed, that actually I really enjoy cooking and taking the time to cook as well. So that was obviously part of the consideration to have a big meal with more people next time, because potentially it might also be easier to do. And not even just next year, I think the consideration with that was to have more meals, inviting people over and taking the time to cook just at a general weekend when we get the chance also. So yeah, today was really slow, and whilst our son napped, we also lit some incense, we enjoyed a hot tea, and yeah, it was just blissful. We felt so relaxed afterwards and feel so relaxed from this weekend. So that's why it was interesting noticing the thought and noticing that actually, you know, behind thoughts like that can equals I must do better, I must do more next time. But actually, is that reminder that life doesn't always need to be and feel stressful and busy to feel like we've succeeded? Actually, it's so, so important to slow things down, to make sure that we're having that balance in life, and to rest and rejuvenate. And that's actually so important as well, especially when things are busy. It's important to take those moments where we can to slow down. Also, I know that our son absolutely loved his day today as well. He really enjoyed being outside even more. Obviously, the sun shining meant that we could be outside more and for longer. He loved his Easter egg hunt and just having the time. He enjoyed the day going slow as well, and it was almost like he slowed down too. I think it's so important to have that reminder that actually when we ensure we're having that balance in life, that we're taking the time to relax, to rest, to rejuvenate, we're showing others how to do that. Other people are watching, and we're showing other people that that too is part of life, that that balance is so important. And we don't always need to be busy, entertained, constantly doing something. So if this feels like it resonated for you, I hope it also brings some comfort for you and that reminder that it's okay to slow down, that it's important to slow down. Obviously, we still have time left of this Easter break. And as I mentioned, it can be relevant to any of the holidays, to life in general, to our weekends in general. So this comes with the reminder for the rest of this weekend, obviously in particular, to make sure that you're taking time to rest and to slow down, that it's important to take the time to disconnect, to unplug, and just be in the present moment where you can, to just to enjoy nature, to enjoy spending time with those close to you, to take time to do all of those things that fill your cup. It's setting realistic expectations to not think that we can do all the things and that we have to do all the things. It's so, so easy to fall into that trap or that mindset of thinking that we do need to do more, be more, when actually you're going to be best if you've taken the time for yourself. You're better for everyone else if you take time for you. And also other people appreciate us being present and being with them and not feeling too busy or too stressed or constantly thinking that we need to push perfection into the future, that actually we can't just appreciate things as they are or as they were, because generally that was often good enough anyway. As I shared in my example, we had a perfect day and both Matt and I were saying we just feel so relaxed and it was such a nice day, and that our son got so much from today too. It didn't need to be any different than it was today. It was just simple and enjoyable, and we wouldn't have wanted to have changed it. But yeah, our minds can still just consider and just drop in with these thoughts of must do better, must be better, especially when we've taken that time to slow down and be calm and relax. It's easy then for the mind to just almost drop in with, you're not busy. You need to be doing something. Maybe next time needs to be better. Maybe you need to do more. Because we get so used to being busy, we get so used to just constantly being on the go. But that, and that's almost become a equals success or equals productiveness or having achieved. But of course, in reality, we know that's not the case. And that mindset isn't actually helpful to anyone. It just leaves us feeling burnt out in the end and never truly appreciating the moments that we've had, because it can be easy to consider or think that they should have been different in some way. So if you've also had moments where it's felt quite quiet and you needed this reminder, then I hope it's brought that comfort today. If you feel like you've had the opposite and you feel like you have been really busy and haven't had a chance to slow down and to enjoy some moments to relax, then I hope this has brought you a reminder in that way to stop and just take that time to slow down and to be gentle on yourself and kind on yourself, to remember that it's so important to take those moments to just be and enjoy. Happy Easter with lots of love.